with scattered thunderstorms. Middle 80s tomorrow. I'll have an umbrella. The rain ending, though, for the afternoon and evening. Cooler and breezy. It's 50s and 60s tomorrow night. Saturday, sunshine, breezy day, cooler, less humid, upper 70s. 40s, 50s north, 50s, 60s south. Sunday morning, sunshine for the afternoon and a high of lower to mid 70s. Third annual Greater New Orleans Military Exhibition exhibiting and selling world-class, museum-quality military antiques and collectibles from all eras and nations. You'll find uniforms, hats, medals, vintage weapons, flight gear, and more. Saturday, Sunday, October 7th and 8th at the Castine Center, Mandeville. More info at GreaterNewOrleansMilitaryShow.com and Facebook.com/GreaterNewOrleansMilitaryShow.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Hello, New Orleans. Welcome to the Tuesday night version of the Jack Clegg Show. Let's see if I'm doing this right. I had to push some buttons here, and I'm not really good at pushing buttons. Where are you? I don't want to do that. Okay.
You're not as good as me.
No, I'm not. That's why he gets paid the big dollars to push the buttons, and I'm just squawking into a box.
Mm.
Okay. This is the Jack Clegg Show, the Tuesday night edition. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. And I've got a whole show prepared, but about 20 minutes ago, I was hit with an alert on my phone that alerted me. No, it wasn't an Amber alert. It was a Dick Butkus alert. I grew up in Chicago, and I've probably mentioned that before. And one of my heroes as a junior high and high school era, which was more than 50 years ago, was watching the Chicago Bears and Dick Butkus. His passing today at the age of 80 will be... The Bears play the Washington Commanders tonight, and I think if you watch the game, they will have hundreds of videos, highlights of Dick Butkus and his career. We have a caller that is just calling in. Our call-in number is 504-556-9696. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, hey, Jack, this is Bill Bronski coming from the South Side.
In Chicago.
So we looked up your bio and it come to find out you are from the Chicago South Side. So,
yeah.
Hey, today's a sad day for number 51.
I was just talking about Dick
Butkus. It's a bad day, but... Yeah, talking to some of my friends, you know, from the South Side, we used to play a lot of tackle football with no pads, you know, and this kid named Tommy Flaherty, you know, his greatest move was to kind of clothesline people, and then as they hit the ground, he'd kind of bite them on the shoulder and say, "This is for Butkus." So, you know, the guy was a great, great linebacker, and the city is really going to miss his overall toolage that he's tried to bring to the Chicago Bears. So... Again, Jack, have a good day. Love your show.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you know what?
Mr. Brunsky.
Go Bears, huh?
Go Bears. Go Bears. All right. Thank you, Bill, for calling in. In New Orleans, who would equal Butkus? I think, who do you think?
To me?
Yeah.
Well, that depends.
This is my decisive.
I wouldn't say who would equal Butkus.
If this player passes, who would be missed like Butkus is going to be missed in Chicago?
Oh, the Dome Patrol, man.
The Dome Patrol?
Dome Patrol.
Those are the three linebackers?
Yeah.
That was
that would be
Sam Mills was
Sam
one
Mills,
of them.
And he passed.
Vaughn?
Yeah.
Vaughn Johnson was
Vaughn
it?
Vaughn Johnson. And
who was it? Ricky.
Ricky
Jackson.
Yeah. I would say Ricky Jackson.
Just saw Ricky playing golf the other day. Ricky, quite a guy.
Yeah.
Having a hard time moving around, though. Gosh, their knees go and their hips go.
Yeah.
It's tough.
And we were talking about Hokie Gajon, too. I used to work with him.
At WWL.
Yeah, and I watched him, and it was rough.
Yeah. Those guys put their heart and soul in it, and then as they age, it's hard to move around. So the show... And we have an entire program going on, but I did want to mention the passing of Dick Butkus. New Orleanians have a connection with Chicago and with the Bears. Mike Ditka, who was a tight end on the team that Dick Butkus played on. He was on the offensive side, and of course, Butkus was a middle linebacker. And New Orleanians had Mike Ditka here, so they're used to the language and his accent and so forth. But my high school football coach went to Chicago Vocational High School, known as CVS. It was also on the south side. And he was a guard. Butkus played center, middle linebacker, occasionally fullback. He was the punter. He was the kicker. He did everything.
So he was the jack of all trades.
He was the jack of all trades. He was. And he went to the University of Illinois in Champaign. He played there and was drafted by the Bears right out of college and started immediately and had an impact on the National Football League. He just was feet to the walls. Is that what it's called?
Balls to the wall?
Well, I was going to say something like that. But anyway, and thanks, Mr. Bronski, for calling in. And there's a lot of New Orleanians who appreciate rough, tough, striking football because the Saints have had teams like that. The Dome Patrol is that's a great example. They were the same way. Anyhow, rest in peace, Dick. All right. The other things we were going to talk about this evening, what other things could we possibly talk about tonight? There's so much going on. I want to talk about for this evening, school attendance is tanking nationwide. I'm going to mention that briefly. One other thing we're going to talk about tonight, just in case callers want to call in and comment. One topic that I'm really, really interested in, and this was articles that someone sent me, and I read them, and I find this exciting. What does it mean to be middle-aged? We're going to talk about that. What does it mean to be middle-aged? I remember growing up, I thought guys in their 30s and 40s and early 50s were middle-aged. Is that your same?
Would you believe I'm telling my age. I'm 39 years old. I'll be 40 in March.
Oh, man. Over the hill.
When you talk to somebody that's in their early 20s,
uh-huh.
They do consider us folks who are in our late 30s, early mm-hmm. 40s. They do consider us old.
Yes.
Like the youngsters call me Unk.
Unk.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
Well, I've heard the other thing that certain people my age... I know I look much younger than I really am, but my real age, we're called boomers.
Yeah.
And they don't, and it's not a flattering way.
Well, this is what I use. I personally, when I see somebody your age and
you say yes, sir.
I say yes, sir, but I'm like, okay, this is the cool way of saying it for all my people out there. We say, hey, what's up, Pop?
What's up, Pop? Yeah. That's good. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
You'll take that?
Well, I'll wait for somebody to say that to me. Usually they don't, but...
I'll say it to you from now on.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's really good. All right. And so we're going to talk about middle age, what it means to be middle age, and some new statistics. The ages of middle age are changed, and we'll get to that in a while. What else are we going to talk about? Oh, this is I love this story. Nancy Pelosi, who was a former Speaker of the House since Biden has been in, and then prior to Biden, when Obama was the president, she was a speaker. And she had what was called a hideaway office, a special office in the Capitol. Well, on Tuesday, on Saturday, Kevin McCarthy, who was the Republican Speaker of the House when the Republican got the majorities in November, he was elected Speaker. He was thrown out, and the office is vacated. And there is a person replacing him, and that person sent Nancy Pelosi a letter evicting her from her office in there. All right. That's what we're going to talk about tonight and some other topics as well. This is the Jack Clegg Show, 504-556-9696. If you want to call in, we're going to take a break for a few moments right now.
Active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
The fastest growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
If you relate to these clips playing in the background, you will relate to Everything Old is New Again right here on WGSO. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Join us for the fun on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO.
Ralph's Market cordially invites you to its Fall Wine Gala, Friday, November 3rd at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Dress in your Great Gatsby best and sample over 80 wines and hors d'oeuvres. It's the Ralph's Market Fall Wine Gala, November 3rd. Get tickets now at ralphsag.com.
It's the Flaming Conservative. Join me now on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
Hey, this is Christian Garrick. I'm excited about my new show on WGSO 990 AM, Monday through Friday, noon to 2 p.m. There are a lot of things going on in this country and in this city that are concerning. I'm your voice. You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. The Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform, noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only.
October 21st and 22nd.
At the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show.
October 21st and 22nd.
At the Punch Train Center, show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
All right, New Orleans. Welcome back to segment 2 of the Jack Clegg Show, the Thursday night edition. And we had mentioned previously that Dick Butkus passed, and again, we'll think about him fondly. We're going to talk about some other issues, though, as we go on. One issue that I was just, when I turn on my laptop in the morning, I don't know how you all get your information. We used to read newspapers. People don't do that anymore. And now we log on, and there we are. And on my, MSN is the one I use. And this is not an endorsement. It just came with the computer. It's the one that's there. I haven't gone through and checked them all and picked the best or the worst. It's the one that's on my computer. And stories come up. I am amazed. Well, there are two things. One, the stories come from not the New York Times or the Daily Advocate or the Morning Advocate or the Dallas paper, or they're papers I've never heard of before or publications I've never heard of before, and that's what we have in the internet. We've got all these different groups. Okay, so it's hard to know. I'm not saying that they're inaccurate, but oftentimes they don't tell the whole story. And one story that just jumped out at me, and well, actually, an entire species of stories involving the negative parts of going to school. Teachers quitting. We've talked about that on the show. Teachers not being happy. Why? Because the kids misbehave. They won't learn. They come to classes. It's like teaching a one-room, one class is like a one-room school where you have people reading. Let's say you're teaching sixth graders. You have people reading at the second and third year of high school level, 10th or 11th grade levels. And then you have students reading at the third grade level, all in the same class. And I can imagine this being quite a challenge. I think administrators need to really, really buckle down and find a way to tackle some of these issues. But my point is, there are stories about that every day. There's something going on that all of us need to pay attention to, because without educating an up-and-coming class, we are doomed. Right now, some people are saying, well, we have to have all these illegal aliens because nobody wants to work. And if that's the result of people not wanting to work, what's going to happen when people don't want to learn?
It's like I always say, I know you always let me interject every once in a while on your show.
You may. But go ahead.
I've always believed that it starts at home. As you and I have had many conversations, there were certain things growing up that in my grandmother and grandfather's household that I could not do. But one of the things that I had to do was go to school.
Yeah.
And then whatever I learned in school was reinforced at home in a different way.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think that's going on right.
Well, and let me just say, it worked for you. It worked for me. It worked for most of our colleagues who had worked. Now they're, in my case, they're retiring, but who did go to school. They followed this ladder up to success. What about kids who just don't want to go to school? What is their future? So that was the point I was trying to make. So the article that I read, it's called, quote, "School Attendance is Tanking in the U.S. and It's a Huge Problem." I won't go through the whole article, but it cited that 25% of students nationwide are now chronically absent, meaning they miss more than 18 days a year. But the story goes on. It's a horrible story. The problem with it, part of it is they don't say, are these public schools? Are these private schools? Are they all schools? I don't know. We have a caller waiting on hold, don't we, Matthew?
Yes, sir.
Matthew.
Hello.
How are you this evening?
I'm
Thanks for
right.
calling. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
So two quick things.
Sure.
The FBI has a new definition for terrorists, another category, Trump supporters.
What is the new definition for terrorists? People who listen
Trump
to my program?
Are terrorists.
What is it?
Trump supporters. Not necessarily people who are listening to your program. I'm sure there's people out there who listen to your program who hate Donald Trump.
Okay.
It's a possibility.
Is it in writing, or is this what someone just said?
But this is Newsweek has an article about it.
Okay.
And apparently these are official leaks. In other words, the FBI wants us to know.
Gee whiz.
That's kind of a little sight
that
is going
that,
on there.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
In a way, you can take this as good news in a sort of sick and twisted way, and that is, they wouldn't be doing this if they thought they could steal it again. Think about that.
Well, that is a point, but they're going to do everything. This is just the beginning There was another. Oh, yeah. There's another aspect of the show we're going to talk about. I'll talk about it now, and that is there are 14 states which report. These are the Washington Examiner came out with it, which is a conservative paper in Washington, D.C. No question about it.
Yes, yes.
But they track these things. 14 states, and the states, for those of you who don't know, when there is an election for president or for any other big federal office, the yes. states make the law for voting in that state. Okay?
Yes.
They control those laws. Now, as we learned during the Trump-Biden election in 2020, the rules are different. And it was really, really apparent when suddenly people didn't have to show up and vote. I'm not talking about absentees. I'm talking about people who normally would just go down the street to the school, show their ID, and vote. And they didn't do that.
No, they had to drop boxes.
Mail-in votes and all the bad, illegal things that can happen. Okay, so what's going on right now? In 14 states, they have reported that there are potential, and according to Washington Examiner, I think they said there's real potential for, in 2024, Donald Trump being taken off the ballot in these states. Why? Well, they're relying upon a group of progressives that are pursuing the idea that the 14th Amendment, which says giving aid and comfort to the enemy, prevents you from holding... Yes.
I'm familiar with the argument.
Yes. So
didn't one of those already go to the Supreme Court and get shot down?
It did.
And establishing precedent?
In the Supreme Court, well, it did if, in fact, it happens that way. If his name is taken off the ballot 30 days before the election... I don't think they'll have a chance to get it to the Supreme Court. So,
well, then they'll have to deal with what happens after that.
Well,
but then the another more immediate thing I thought I'd bring up because the local news media is not comforting as like you would think they would, and that's a bit of good news, which is so weird we never get that. The saltwater wedge has been delayed by 30 days.
What does that mean?
That means that Jefferson Parish has 30 more days for the 29th before the saltwater wedge arrives.
Okay.
And inundates the potable water system. There's a question about whether you want to.
I saw the great irony. I saw the great irony here. And we've got to take a break. Thanks for calling in, Matthew. You always raise outstanding points, and I'm going to respond to the saltwater wedge thing. I think it's ironic, and I'll get to the irony after we take a break. This is the Jack Clegg Show, Thursday night edition, WGSO 990 AM, WGSO.com. Our phone number, 504-556-9696.
Without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. The U.S. House needs a new speaker after Kevin McCarthy was ousted in a historic vote by House members. Baton Rouge Congressman Garrett Graves is upset with Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, who led the effort to remove McCarthy.
I mean, you've got to be kidding me. I don't even know which planet I'm on watching what happened yesterday and watching this guy try and pretend that he is a conservative.
Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise announced today his candidacy to be the next Speaker of the House. 33-year-old Ian Howard has avoided a possible death sentence by taking a plea deal for fatally shooting a Lafayette police officer in 2017 and also wounding three others. Howard was set to stand trial in March, and he earlier pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. But Assistant District Attorney Alan Haney says Howard was aware of his actions that night.
In my mind, he was clearly blaming someone else, which we believe is proof that he knew the difference between right and wrong.
LRN.
As parents, we have a lot to be proud of. Our kids are smart, talented, and dedicated, but all of them are at risk. One in three Louisiana high school students use e-cigarettes, and every day more teens struggle with vape-related problems like nicotine addiction and lung damage. The time to talk to your teen is now, and we can help. Get vaping facts, talking tips, and quitting resources at BehindTheHazeLA.com. Sponsored by the Louisiana Department of Justice.
Wow, two ways to play, two ways to win. Seeing double? Play double time from the lottery. Win up to $15,000. Visit any lottery retailer and pick up double time for your shot at winning up to $15,000. Saints fans, are you ready for some football? Punch your ticket and play New Orleans Saints from the lottery. Win up to $100,000. Score extra points with extended play and a bonus game on the back. Visit LouisianaLottery.com for more details. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
The Tux Charitable Foundation, in association with the crew of Tux Parade, is holding the 4th Tux Umbrella Walk and Gumbo Gras on October 28th at 9 a.m. in Audubon Park, shelter number 10 off Magazine Street. Food, drink, live music are all included with registration. This is where Mardi Gras meets Halloween, and everyone is encouraged to come in costume. Kids' activities include the Small Friars Umbrella Decorating Tent, Decorated Wagon Parade, and Small Friars Funhouse. Please go to www.tuxfoundation.org for information and registration.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live on WGSO Radio New Orleans, talking Saints football in our 12th season in the red zone. We'll be live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for another exciting season of Saints football live on WGSO Radio. Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. for our 8th season of Breakfast with the Bayou Bengals live from the Silver Slipper Casino in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara.
All right, New Orleans, welcome back to the third segment of the Jack Clegg Show, the Thursday night edition on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. And our call-in number is 504-556-9696. And we have one of our favorite callers, Rusty. Rusty, how are you this evening?
I'm pretty good. A little out of breath, Jack, but pretty good.
Why out of breath, Rusty? Have you been doing push-ups or sit-ups or just work?
No, just errands.
Errands.
Just so I can get it done before the big show comes on.
There you go. Perfect.
Okay, this is what I wanted to say.
Sure.
And I'm going to challenge your thinking a little bit.
Oh, no, I don't need that.
You might not consider it a challenge, but I'm going to throw it out there.
Sure.
Last time you were out on the radio last Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
we were talking about the saltwater intrusion.
Yes.
And someone told me today that they heard and they read, and I think I heard a little bit of it too on the news, that it might be delayed even as much as a month before it gets in our area. And
my producer Ronald, before the show we were talking about it, he said that he had heard the same story.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, Ronald.
Yes.
Great that somebody else heard it too.
Yes.
And I heard about a week or more ago that it may take the snowfall after next year's spring to give us any hope of relief. So my thought is here is that the only news I really trust anymore is the weatherman, the meteorologist, or the weather woman, and how can they get that so wrong unless they're trying to hype things up, just like with the climate change.
Yes.
They're trying to hype things up so that for commercial reasons or whatever reasons, or maybe just for the newscast, and so on. And I'm just thinking, you can't say that a little rain that we're getting now is going to delay this a month and everything is going to be okay. Perhaps they're talking about it being okay. We may not even get the salt.
Mm-hmm.
And then saying just a week earlier that if we're lucky and we get enough snowfall to melt from up north, we're going to be okay. So this is my question. Mm-hmm. This is my thought, and maybe in your direction. Just because people have a diploma and they're professionals doesn't make them honest people.
No, it doesn't. No.
And all these people today are pushing for promotion in that fashion, simply to get to a place where I wonder if they put aside just being honest with people rather than hyping things up for their own professional status. So that's my thing. You know, I know you focus on a lot of education. And I think, you know, people should have reading, writing, and arithmetic. But sometimes I think we're forgetting about basic things in life, which are respect, honesty, and things of that value in order to, you know, to promote a story like this one that with the saltwater intrusion. So I'll listen to what you have to say.
Sure. Hold on. Let me respond. And I couldn't agree with you more.
Uh-huh.
And I hate to use this word. It's pejorative, but the weather has turned into propaganda. And we just use New Orleans as an example. I can remember this spring, when but real serious conversations were taking place on how American emergencies are the result of climate change. Okay, remember we had wildfires. We had other events occurring. On my show, I reported that the Panama Canal had to make some alterations to which vessels were able to come through, whether they had to reduce the amount of draft the ships had as they passed through the canal. They weren't getting the rain, and it was due to El Nino and so forth. But despite the fact that all of those are explainable, media members said, no, it's climate change, it's climate change, it's climate change. And this agenda of climate change, we know It's a moneymaker. It's a moneymaker.
Right.
We can look in the oceans, traveling by automobile through the Midwest, and I was going by these massive, what do they call them? They're big fans, and they're turbines, and the turbines create electricity, and they're everywhere. And the farmers are like, "Yeah, all right, you want to put that there? I'll charge you, $10,000 a year. You can keep it there," and they're just spinning and making electricity. The ironies are incredible. Okay, all summer long, and I have a couple of jobs that I work outdoors. Okay, and I'm outdoors a lot. And I want to know if it's going to rain all summer long. How often did the meteorologist say, rain chance tomorrow, 60%, rain chance tomorrow, 40%? No rain. They were wrong. So the first irony is these are the people blowing the whistle, and we don't trust them. When we have a hurricane coming, I don't trust what they say. I trust the pictures, the satellite pictures. I trust that. I trust that. You know, each time the hurricane approaches the Gulf, there are like 15 different possible passages, and they all happen to go near big cities. How about that? But it eventually comes down. But the one big irony that I have seen about this saltwater wedge that we're having is I saw the news, local news. They were talking about what they're doing in Kenner, where the pipeline starts in Kenner, and it goes across the river to the West Bank and then down river to Marrero. And it will bring fresh water to the people of West Jefferson Parish, those people who live on the West Bank of Jefferson Parish, like Ronald, who lives in the Avondale area, and there they will have it. The big irony is, how are they getting the water there? They can't put in big steel concrete pipelines. You could never do it. They're using, and I'm going to use the word, plastic pipelines. Because I was watching guys were picking them up with their arms. These were not metal. These were not heavy. They were flexible, and they're plastic. And they're going to bring water and save some people in this emergency. I've been trying to listen to how Orleans Parish is going to get its water, and I've talked to some people, and they say, well, there's another project in Kenner, and you and I talked about it, I think. What happens if the wedge moves further upriver? Well, they can just add more plastic to it, more pipeline. So I think that's kind of, so the ironies are everywhere. One thing that is certainly happening, boy, if I had stock, I would put it in anything that carried fresh water, plastic containers, whatever, because every time I go shopping, I see carts filled with water. Everybody's buying water. They can't keep it out on the shelves. So that's, for those of you listening outside of New Orleans, this saltwater intrusion is not unprecedented. It happens every once in a while, and it happens because there's not enough water. The volume of the current isn't what it normally is, and the depth of it. Okay, salt water comes up from the Gulf of Mexico. Salt water is heavier. It's near the bottom. So the Corps of Engineers have built a kind of a dam. It's underwater, and it will prevent some of the salt water from coming up. The problem is we still are having transportation. And the ships might have 40-foot draft, and they need to have 40 feet of water below them. So that's where the problem is. We will know how serious this becomes when the Coast Guard says, sorry, no more ships. You have to lighter your cargo on barges down in the Gulf of Mexico and then have the towboats push the barges up. Until that happens, I'm not taking it too seriously. Okay.
We're
going to take a break. Rusty, can you hold on? We got to take a break in a few seconds. Okay. This is WGSO, the Jack Clegg Show, Thursday night edition. Call in number 504-556-9696.
Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Runnin' Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
All right, New Orleans. Welcome to the fourth and final segment of the Jack Clegg Show for Thursday night, the Thursday night edition. This is WGSO and WGSO.com, and our call-in number is 504-556-9696. Rusty is still on the line. Rusty, I have an entirely different topic, and I wanted to, while you're there, and get your comments about this. I think this is kind of interesting. When I read it, I was shocked, and it was kind of thought-provoking. Okay. In 1973... which was 50 years ago, the World Health Organization was doing studies on what is called gerontology. Gerontology is a study of aging. That's how we age. And since 73, there have been all kinds of changes in healthcare, activities, everything. At that time, Professor, it's Chebaterev of Geneva, Switzerland, wrote a paper, and it was kind of like this was the paper that everyone followed. At that time, they were critical that modern gerontology was not undertaking sufficiently intense studies of the aging process. In 1973, middle age, if you were middle aged, you were ages 45 to 60. That was somebody who was middle aged in 1973. Elderly age was 60 to 75. Okay. Well, the story I read today came out. What are today's information? Okay. There are new age classifications by the WHO. Now, remember, the WHO are the guys who still haven't told us where COVID started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have some question marks about the WHO. However, this is they're the only entity out there saying it. Okay, from age zero, I guess that's if you survived the abortion issue, to 17, the classification is underage. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Youth or young people are the next. And that is age 18 to 65. Let me repeat that. Ages 18 to 65 is youth or young people. Middle age is age 66 to 79. And the elderly or seniors are 80 to 90. So you can see this has all been pushed back. Now, I find that interesting, and I could go into great detail, but I won't. We don't have a lot of time for this. But the biggest conclusion I take from this is the WHO, in collaboration with its other supporters at the UN, want people to work longer. They want people to work longer. And this is why you come up with a middle-aged category, which from 66 to 79. Rusty, what do you think about this?
Listen, I study these things pretty well. I try to understand the sociological things that are happening in our world and have for a long time. My understanding is that men, up to a few years ago, I haven't read it recently, lived to an average age of 76.
Right.
Women lived about 5 years older, to 81. So I don't know what they're talking about. You know, there are not many people. The average age would probably be around 78 or 79 for both men and women combined.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where those they get those statistics. I think they're dreaming. And I've looked at this for a long time. And in the category you mentioned, the second category, 16 to what?
Was 18, was 18 to 65 was considered youth or young people.
No, we all know when Social Security comes, you're 62. We all know that. That's crazy.
That's true.
We all know that. So I don't know what they're trying to tell. I think they're trying to tell us, listen, we're going to live such a long time. You don't need to worry about anything. You're going to be old, very old. And there are the spiritual components to this too, which I won't get into right now.
Right.
Which means you're going to live so long that you don't have to worry about anything of a spiritual nature, but I'll leave it at that. And
I get
and
what so, you're coming from. Yeah.
My point is that I think these people are trying to make us live longer. They're in hospices and other places to make us live longer. But we're only gaining a few years, I think, even in those processes.
You know what's really kind of odd? Maybe there's a trick going on, and this sounds like a conspiracy theory. I'm reluctant to say it, but for the last couple of weeks, I've talked about the Office of Population Affairs. Remember, we talked about this and how
I remember quite well.
They're moving to eliminate child rearing and by doing so controlling population. Well, they're doing that to young people. They're not doing it to older people. We don't have euthanasia. We don't force that now. Nobody's going to accept that now. But by keeping people getting older and by keeping them alive, and if you watch any television at all, I'm going to say that a third of the commercials deal with medicine, and they deal with things that are going to keep you alive.
Right.
And so they're keeping alive a bunch of people, but we're not having babies. So, that, I mean, we're going to have to figure out whether that's just by accident or whether there's really something else going on. And I hate to sound like a conspiracy guy, and it just seems coincidental. It's not a coincidence that these things are happening.
Can I throw out one more thought with this?
Go ahead.
I hate to sound the way I'm about to sound because I don't want anybody to be alienated from what I'm about to say.
All right.
But they say in China they're developing biological weapons that can kill particularly Caucasians and the world. Europeans, Caucasians, and so on. So there may be some truth in what you're saying in the sense that there are people coming in this country that have multiple children.
Sure.
But they're not Caucasians. And the amount of Caucasians are smaller and smaller. Now, am I afraid of this? No, I'm not afraid of this. I love children and everybody.
Sure.
All the children.
Sure. Sure.
But my point is, I think this population thing, I thought about it after for a week or so, several days after you brought it up about a month ago, and I think there is some truth to it. But on the other hand, if they're saying that we can live to 80 or 90, when I heard Obamacare, they said they were going to allow people to die. They weren't going to give them medical care after they got to a certain age. They were only going to do it for the young.
Yeah.
So that sounds like a contradiction there, or I'm not sure. So how do you put the two together?
Well, I don't, and one of the reasons is I don't trust the people who are making the decisions.
Yeah.
I don't. And I'm not a radical. I just don't think they've done anything to deserve trusting. I heard when this is just a simple little thing, and we were laughing about it before the show, is now. Now, at this time, the Biden administration wants to rebuild the wall between the United States and Mexico. I'm like, what are you doing? And of course, no. Trump was wrong when he did it, but we're right when we're doing it. This is the epic American politician, and I think we're all sick of it. Anyway, Rusty, thanks for joining me tonight.
Thank you. Enjoy the conversation, Jeff.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, listening audience. And this is the Thursday night edition of the Jack Clegg Show. Thanks for joining, being patient. Dick Butkus, we're going to miss you. This is WGNO 990 AM, WGSO.com, signing off.
Good night, people.
Good night, Ronald.